Hi there, my name's Will.
And my name is John.
And this is the Student Life Unfiltered Podcast. Woke up late, missed the bus, can't pretend. Coffee's cold, but it's time to blend. From lectures to the parties with friends, this is life, no need to commend. Student life unfiltered, no mask on, no edits, no scripts, just roll on. Through highs and lows till the dawn, this is our anthem and our song. See the floor. Deadline's close, but what's one more? Chasing dreams while we're still poor. Making memories, less is more. Student life unfiltered, no mask on, no edits, no scripts, just roll. And we are super excited to have you for the first episode of this podcast. This is a great opportunity for us to get to explain and kind of tell you about our college experiences and what that's looked like. There's a lot of first-generation college students out there in the market right now that are coming to college. They're questioning, is college for me? What are some things that I need to know prior to coming to college? You know, should I go to a two-year school? Should I go to a four-year school? Should I go private? Should I go public? What do those different things look like? And all the resources for college. So that's why you've got me, Will, and you've got John, and we're going to really dive deep in on this, John, and I'm really looking forward to this.
We're going to take a rundown on not only, you know, roommate situations, but also education in general. It's the whole college life.
Yeah.
It's pretty wicked. I'm a freshman here, and I go to tech school, but I do live right next to the coastal campus, so I also get a bit of that private college experience, without paying the tuition.
Without paying the tuition, yeah. And so for those of you who don't know, which is probably all of you listening out there, like I said in the beginning, my name is Will. I am a third-year junior here at Coastal Carolina, and I'm going to give you the rundown a little bit more about my involvement here at Coastal later in the episode. John is a freshman at the College of Horry Georgetown Technical College, down at their culinary school.
It's a pretty great campus.
Further down towards Market Commons area here in the Myrtle Beach area. And then me and him both live within about a half mile radius from campus, maybe not even that much. So there's a lot of campus life there for us. And we're really going to get into that because, again, it's different. It was required for me to live on campus my freshman year. And so I really got that experience and had the opportunity for that. But for you coming in, I don't think the tech really has that freshman experience for you to live
out. No, it's because it's more open to the general public. You actually get a lot of retirees most of the time, along with, you know, fresh blood, which is, you know, people.
Yeah.
Freshmen, you know, like you. Right out of high school.
Yeah, like you.
So, like me.
Yeah, and I get where you're coming
from.
And
a lot of the in-between.
I think there's a lot of people that are older that are, especially for culinary school, taking classes just for the fun of it. I think they have nothing better to do.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, that they're just like, man, I didn't get my degree when I was younger. You know, I want to go back to school just to say that I got it. And we deal with less of that here at Coastal. I will say that there is a couple of those cases, but it's not everyday prevalent. You don't see as many 60, 70, 80-year-olds that are going back for their four-year degree. You see a lot of them that are just going for that two-year degree that are like, this is what I'm going to achieve. But especially in culinary school, there's a lot to learn there and a lot of cooking skills that can be brought there. And I think that's one of the more fun degrees that's not as serious like science. Like, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do with a science degree at 60 years of age?
Well, what I really wanted to mention here, I guess, is it's not only the education, the tuition, but it's also just the people in general. Because, you know, there is a more broad age, and that brings about more, I guess, personalities and culture. And let me tell you, I actually have a whole lot more respect for, you know, these retirees and older people than I do for a lot of the people.
Fresh blood people,
as you put it. Yes, because they are, one, they're more fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Two, they have life experiences and stories, and they're a great crew, and, you know, they're nice. Like, they're honestly genuinely nice most of the time.
Yeah, and I think I experienced that my freshman year. Now being a junior, there was definitely some people that were like, here at Coastal, we have more of about a 51% out-of-state body and a 49% in-state body. And that means a lot of our students come from up north. I get it. They want to move to the south because of the weather, because of the beaches, because of the experience. And a lot of times the cost of being out-of-state from up north is about the same, if not less, than being in-state from up north. And there's not a lot. I mean, there's a lot of private schools up north, but I think less public schools. And so I get why they come down here. But there's a lot, and this is just my opinion, there's a lot of Yankee buttholes, that's my nice way of putting it, that they come down here and they think they know everything and that they're going to run everything and they're going to be in charge and it's going to be their way and this, that, and the other. And sometimes they just don't know when to shut up. Like, sometimes they just honestly don't know that, and
when
there's a time and place.
That is really Southern of you, Will.
I'm just putting it out there. Again, and yes, I have met some people from up north that are genuinely nice people, but a lot of them, they try to bring their northern culture down here, and they're a fish out of water. I think for Myrtle Beach, it's a little easier, because Myrtle Beach has so much touristy, has so much stuff that you're used to seeing up north. But I come from a town 3 hours west of here, right outside of Charlotte, and so it's very less, I guess you'd say, less of that touristy culture and less of that, like, popular culture. It's more like traditional, like, southern backcountry culture is what I grew up on.
I mean, if you ask me, it's not that they are really a fish out of water. They're soaking in the water, more like.
Yeah,
it's like a salmon, because, you know, they grow up in freshwater, then they move to seawater, and then they migrate back to freshwater. But that's a whole different story. Listen, I could tell you a lot about salmon, okay?
You seem to know a lot about salmon, John.
But anyways, the analogy I'm trying to prove is that when they venture out into the seawater, they adapt instantaneously. And that goes for, I guess, a lot of out-of-state people, because I have seen the, as you said, about 51% of the students, they're out-of-state. And I've definitely seen the adaptations they have obtained and the culture that they have imbued with it. And it's definitely a lot of country and a lot of rap, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I definitely think we get that mix there. But again, so yeah, this is just kind of some background there. And, you know, it's certainly, not only is it different for you for being at a tech school, but you're also at the culinary school. It's separate from the main campus of tech. And so I think you get that wrap of there's a lot that happens on the main campus, but a lot less on the culinary school. You guys are just kind of put in a corner and on your own campus, and you get left out of a lot of stuff. Would you agree with me on that comment?
Yes and no, because the culinary school, like you said, they're kind of like almost their own little thing. But they do host a lot of events by themselves, and they actually raise a ton of money. And a lot of the events require volunteers from the students, and the faculty works their butts off, let me tell you that. They definitely exceed all expectations pretty much every week. It's to the point where I almost feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But, They like their job, and that's cool. So yeah. I guess what I'm really trying to say is, like, they are their own separate entity, but not.
Yeah, and totally from where you're coming from. But I also want to point out that, and John's made this clear, you know, and I'm just putting it out there. At Coastal, there is a club for about anything that you're interested, about anything that you want to be involved in, and about anything you want to do. And from what I've heard from John, there's a lot less of that at HGC. That's very specific clubs, major specific. There's a lot, like, there's not a disc golf club. If you're like, if I want to go do a club on, you know, how to have fun or something like that.
How to have fun. I mean, that's the analogy.
I don't know, if I want to do a club on a movie club that they just watch and rate movies.
That ain't happening because people don't live on that campus.
Yeah, again, you have a lot of commuters that they work, they have families, they're older, like they have a life outside of the school. Versus here at Coastal, while we do have some students that work, especially for freshmen, it's a lot, not as many, and it's a lot less prevalent in a sense that basically if they're not in classes, they're doing something on this campus, or they're in their room, they're doing homework, they're doing something like that. Some of them, yes, they do go out, they do get out, they leave the campus, stuff like that, but you see a lot more student-involved events in the evening and the afternoons because, again, the students, they live here, they're around here, they are a part of the community. HGC covers all of Horry and Georgetown counties, and that's a big radius. Like, people could come from all over. They could be driving about an hour, theoretically.
They have three campuses, and those extend from here to Myrtle Beach. So it's a lot of mileage coverage.
And I mean, that's a lot when you're a student that is in classes from 8 to 12, and then they've got an event at 4 o'clock. That's a lot to come back. Maybe it's because, yes, you have kids, you have work, you have something that you can't come back. But also in a sense that that's a lot to ask someone to drive, 30 minutes just to come back to campus for one event that's going to last an hour.
That's on me, I think. Because I didn't realize at first that the culinary campus
was not on the main campus. Yeah, I think for all their campuses, again, there's people that live in North Myrtle that coming to their main campus, like, that's a lot to do after hours when you've got other stuff going on. Like, especially when a lot of these tech school students live with their parents, live at home, and so it just becomes very interesting to see how that goes over. So, yeah, I think we're going to dive a lot deeper into that. But with that being said, we're going to hit our halfway point, and we will be right back with more content for you. Welcome back to the podcast here. We're going to move into our next segment, kind of talking about off-campus housing and housing in general with college campuses. So, with that being said,
Before we do that, it's Mountain Dew time. Let me just
take it away with the Mountain Dew.
Let me just crank this open. Oh, yeah.
Get a good listen of the Mountain Dew. I'm not a Mountain Dew drinker. I'm more of a water drinker, more sweet tea. Yeah, you got a good brew of sweet tea, and we are talking there. On occasion, milk, but that's not... Nah.
I got a Mountain Dew.
I don't like anything with fizz. This man has a Mountain Dew addiction. You give him a Mountain Dew, and he will be up all night. I don't know about all night, but he'll be up for a while.
There's no kick anymore. It's like,
yeah, you're just used to it.
I can drink this and then fall asleep 5 minutes later. The caffeine, says like 60 milligrams or something like that. I don't know. It definitely should keep me awake, but I think it's lost that...
that dopamine effect there is not as high for you. But
it's delicious though.
I will definitely say that. Again, by the way, we are not sponsored by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew, hit us up if you want to sponsor us. John's one of your greatest fans.
Yes, we are. We are now sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Okay. Apparently, according to John, you're sponsored to Mountain Dew. This has been the Mountain Dew segment of the Student Life Unfiltered podcast. Just kidding. Let's move back into things, though. We want to talk about, housing. For for me, I've lived 2 years of my time on Coastal's campus. The first year was actually on the direct campus. The second was off-campus campus housing. So basically, it's across the street from the campus. Take a shuttle to a campus every day. And I live in apartment style, stuff like that. But for freshman year, it was your typical dorm. We didn't have a kitchen. We didn't have anything like that. Like we had 5 rooms, 10 of us all together. And I went through 2 different situations. My first with my freshman year, almost 3, but the one was so crappy. We'll get into that a little later. And then my sophomore year, I just had one house or one apartment that I did for the whole year. And now I'm in my 3rd year of housing. This year I'm off campus with Walk to Campus, and it's been a pretty good experience for me thus far. It's about a half a mile walk to campus, a little more than that for my classes, and I enjoy it. Now, John, as a freshman,
well, listen, what I gotta say about before I go into my housing situation, let me talk about your house. Okay, I haven't gone inside the dorms, but I've seen the outside, and part of my French. Ass. Okay.
But hey, I mean, this is the Student Life Unfiltered podcast. Like, what we said is going to be unfiltered, and you're going to get that from us. But yeah, I totally agree with what you were saying there. Again, you needed a mattress topper for your first 2 years.
But
and we shared two showers and 2 toilets between the 4 of us with 4 or between the 10 of us with 4 sinks. I'll say that my brother has it worse. He's at Clemson, and they do have a kitchen in his freshman housing place, but there's 4 of them, 2 bedrooms, and they share bedrooms. And not only that, they have 1 bathroom to share between all of them with 1 shower, 1 toilet.
I actually have one of my best friends goes to Clemson. He's a freshman right now. And I have a sister who is, I think, pursuing her master's there now.
Wow.
Yeah, she's one brainiac, yeah, I'll tell you that.
Good for her. Like,
but, give it up for my sister right there.
Keep it up.
But that's the thing. It just depends on how much you're willing to spend on housing. Because if you're willing to spend the money, you're going to get...
Well,
better quality.
Yeah, well, and I think for my brother freshman year, he's doing the Bridge program in Clemson, and so this is housing specific for Bridge program students. And again, normally you don't even get a kitchen or anything like this. They're lucky to have a kitchen and a living room, and I help move them in. So, you know, it's a decent place, and
they're lucky to have a kitchen?
Yeah, not on campus for Clemson. Not all of them have kitchens.
What?
Yeah, that's not standard. We don't have
kitchens. You don't even get a microwave?
Yeah, you can bring your microwave. You can bring a microwave.
Oh, yeah, I got to bring a microwave.
Yeah, you can do that. I had to bring a microwave my freshman year where I lived.
That's stupid. Well,
no, we had a community kitchen in the building I lived in my first semester, and it was basically in the common space. Anyone from any of the dorms could come and cook in there as a kitchen. You lived in the woods. That's where we normally walk through the brick buildings there.
Yeah.
Those have a kitchen in them, and those are more standard, like apartment style. But the other ones are just your room, your bathroom, all that. And then I will attest to the whole, while we're on the topic of Clemson, yes, Clemson is more of the, you live your first semester, or you live your first full school year on campus, your freshman year or whatever that first year is for you, live it on campus. And then from there, you're pretty much on your own upon campus or upon off-campus housing. For us here at Coastal, it is currently required that you live both school years, first 2 school years on campus, unless you're within that 50-mile radius where you can commute to campus. And then from there, your 3rd year, you can apply to live on campus. If they have space, you get it. If not, then that's why I just took off campus, because I didn't want to take the chance of not getting anything. And it's actually cheaper to be off campus. I don't have to buy a meal plan. I don't have any of those additives. Like, it's actually cheaper. Some days I wish I had a meal plan, because it would be convenient to just go to the dining hall, not to cook anything, know there's food there. But other days it's like, you know, I could just go to the grocery store and buy whatever I want, and I can, you know, if I there's not a set menu of what I'm going to have.
Well, I mean, that's nice. I say it's nice, but I've never experienced it. But it just, I don't know, it seems like kind of, how much do you pay for a meal plan?
I want to say it was about $2,000 a semester.
$2,000 a semester?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That was unlimited. That was unlimited.
Unlimited, okay.
A semester. So plus that's the 7 premium meal plans.
Lunch, dinner, dessert.
You can come and go as you wish. Like, Again, I won't say the food quality was the best, but I could get by with an omelet in the morning at UP. Great omelet and tater tots for breakfast. That's solid. Like, and it wasn't like fresh eggs, but I couldn't tell. And the guy that cooked the omelets, like, shout out to him. I forget his name, but he was really good. And shout out to Miss Vicky. She worked the front desk basically at the UP Dining Hall. That's where I was last year, and she was amazing. She knew your name, and if you would say thank you, ma'am, or thank you, she would be like, no, it's Miss Vicky to you. Like, I know your name. No, you're going to learn my name. And that's just how it was. And she was a sweet older lady and was one of those that was genuine. And you could tell that she cared and made a difference. But that is where we take things on that. And in the future, you're going to hear a little bit more about my freshman story. You're going to hear a little bit more about what housing was like for me then, and some do's and don'ts for housing and some kind of pointers for that. You're also going to hear a little bit about my sophomore year, being in my first apartment, what that's like. We're also going to have John talk a little bit about, you know, what it's like to live in your parents' house for 18 years, and then all of a sudden you move out, and you're in your own place off campus. You got to cook your own meals, do your own stuff, like do your own laundry. Like, it's a totally different environment.
You make it sound like a lot, but it's really not.
I mean, you get a lot of freedom, and I wouldn't say it's that much.
It's not hard. It's not,
like, again,
a lot of people listen, guys.
It's the quick rundown.
It's not hard to live on your own. Okay, it is hard to keep up with the bills and to keep up with your checks and all that, but that's money, that's finance. Yep. When it comes to living, the hardest part is going to be who you miss, and even sometimes what you miss. Yep. I missed having a sense of community and my family around, and it was the people that I missed the most, because let me tell you, I was king of my town in high school. Yeah. But I moved here to Conway. Yeah. I know no one.
Yeah, you're for sure.
I mean, like, my three roommates, you know, Will included here, they were the first three people I met here.
Yeah.
And, well, take that as you may, Will, I'm actually kind of grateful I met him.
Who knew we would be here recording a podcast? But I think to your point, John, like, on-campus housing, you're still on your own laundry, you're still doing all that. The only difference is I wasn't cooking my own meals. Like, and as to the finance aspects, it was part of the tuition, and it was paid for, and it wasn't, again, I didn't get a power bill or a water bill separate each month. It was included in everything, and everything was like one big thing, lump sum.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, again, that's just some kind of insiders. You're going to hear that from future episodes. You're going to hear our experiences, and we're going to kind of discuss that. And we look forward to getting to give you guys some tips, what it's like to be, you know, freshman in college, what it's like to be United Tech School versus a four-year school, all the different ins and outs, and can't wait to do that. But now we're going to move into our third segment real quick, where we're going to introduce ourselves and kind of let you get to know us, what we do around campus, what are some things we're involved in, what are some of our hobbies, and that way you'll know us. So let's get right into that. Welcome back. So let's talk a little bit about introductions. As I said, I'm a third-year junior here at Coastal Carolina. I'm heavily involved in the SGA Student Government Association for the Wall College of Business, along with being president and co-leader of InterVarsity, which is a Christian ministry here on campus. And then outside of that, I spend my time going to football games, athletic events, and just kind of hanging out and having a good time. John?
AKA, he's very involved. Me, on the other hand, not so much, just kind of a freshman here. I'm like a parasite of the Coastal campus, really. I do go to some of the games. I'm not really involved in any clubs or anything. And
what do you do in your free time, John?
Play video games. Hey, I can't lie.
Hey, listen, like, I mean, you gotta have something to fill your time like that. So
yeah, just
something to keep you busy. Like, again, and keep your mind. Again, you're here for 2 years or 4 years, and it's just pushing through it and getting through life. I mean, and again, when you're away from family like that, sometimes it gets quiet, it gets lonely, and that's where you feel gaps and stuff like that.
I mean, end all be all, I've had a good run so far.
Yeah. So with that being said, this has been the Student Life Unfiltered Podcast. I'm Will.
John.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you back next time. Have a good night.
Woke up late, missed the bus, can't pretend. coffee's cold, but it's time to blend. From lectures to the parties with friends, this is life, no need to commend. Student life, unfiltered, no mask on. No edits, no scripts, just roll on. Through highs and lows to the dawn, this is our anthem and our song. See the floor. Deadline's close, but what's one more? Chasing dreams while we're still poor. Making memories, less is more.